Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
When you say you love me, it doesn't matter. It goes into my head as just chit chatter. You may think it's egotistical or just very free, but what you say, I take none of it seriously. And even if I did, I wouldn't tell you so. I'd let you pretend to read me, and then you'd know. Cause I hate when one attempts to analyze. In fact, I despise those who even try to look into my eyes to see what I am thinking. That dream is over, your yacht is sinking. I tell all of you like I told all of them. What you say to me is just paper thin.
To let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in the crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm, I hook a beat up, converted into hip-hop form. Write a rhyme and graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild, if you wanna be tame. I treat you like a child and you're gonna be named. Another enemy, not even a friend of me. Cause you'll get fried in the end when you pretend to be competing. Cause I just put your mind on pause and I complete when you compare my rhyme with yours. I wake you up and after staring your face, you seem stunned. Remember me, the one you got your idea from. But soon you start to suffer, the tune will get rougher when you start to stutter. That's when you had enough of fighting it'll make you choke. You can't provoke, you can't cope. You should have broke, cause I ain't no joke.
I was chilling downtown
with my old school crew.
I went into a store
to buy a slice of pizza.
I bumped into a girl.
Her name was Mona. What?
Mona Lisa.
What?
Mona Lisa. So men named you. You know what I'm saying? So I said,
excuse me, dear.
My gosh, you look nice.
Put away your money.
I'll buy that slice.
She said, thanks. I'd rather a slice of you.
I'm just kidding, but that's awfully nice of you.
The compliment showed she had a mind in her. And when I smiled, I almost blinded her.
She said, great shot. Are you a thief? Like you have a mouthful of gold teeth.
Ha ha ha, I had to find that funny, so I said,
no child, I work hard for them.
And calling me a thief, please, don't even try
right?
Said I need to slice a pizza and be
good.
She almost got cut short.
She knows scissors.
She tried to disrespect who?
The Grand Wizard.
Me?
What's your name, sir?
MC Ricky D, but not to be so harsh, I said, come on.
Thank you.
scene with the lean and a pocket full of green. The green doesn't symbolize I made it on the top, but RoboCop last year was a shock. The tone of the Popeye cut shook your butt. Kids are screaming, the media says what? Kind of music is this for you to dance to? The man with the plan and the band demands you. Leave the smack and the crack for the whack, for the ball and the knock, keep a smile like that. Leave the knife and the gun in the store and ignore temptation sent by the nation. Racial game causes pain, he's a new rep. In your heart and mind, never forget you, Seth Hawkins. And when you walk in, you know just one. Black on black, remember that, it's important. Anyway, the shunless one, bring forth the fun. No hatred, the summer's almost done. No time for sleep, jump in your Jeep and pump up the funky beat. A holy fever goes off, yo, smash it, then trash it. You're too young to be plumped in a casket. Just get your boys and bring the noise and just swing it. And for the people, sing it.
You are inside the Social Lab. It's your hip hop informer coming to you live out of Atlanta, a 606 on the West Coast, 906 out here in the East. Wherever you are in the world, just look up at the clock. You know what time it is. What up? It's Monday. You made it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I know many of us have been off work for a minute, but we still rocking. You know what I'm saying? It's the after work party. Wow. Yeah, well, I'm hype. I feel like I could probably run a mile. You know,
I know
you
want to
do the runner, man.
Get it.
Welcome to the show tonight. We're talking about low frequency behavior, operating below your potential. That was a spinoff. This is a spinoff from a conversation we started last week. But before we go any further, talking about low frequency behavior, let's go to the representative of low frequency behavior, Madam CeeLo Boston out of Chicago.
I was wondering who he was going to call. I was like, wait a minute.
Listen, I knew he was going to call me. That's why I started laughing when he said people been off for a while. I'm at the almost 6 year mark. I've been off for a long damn time. Good afternoon in the morning time. What's up? Going on 6 years here, homeboy. Good gracious. Terrible news.
Oh, man. Mixing it like no other, all the way live out the DMV. What up, Sage? Welcome to the show.
Yo, what up? Yo, son, yo, check it, B. Real quick, before we move any further, yo, this weekend, me and the wife, we celebrate our anniversary and everything we got away. But, yo, check
Congrats.
It, yo. Thank you, man. We got a chance to witness UFC 193.
Oh, wow.
The Ronda Rousey and the Katie and the Holly Holmes joint.
Live.
We was out in Melbourne, Australia, and I got an exclusive interview with Ronda Rousey after the fight. Yo, she was looking like Sloth from the Goonies.
You cut that out.
She was looking like Sloth from the Goonies after it was done. But check it, I got the exclusive interview. Check it.
Ronda, is it true that your mom told you not to tap gloves with the opponent? If so, what do you have to say to your mom now? Rhonda, you noticed Holly saying something whenever she caught you with that left hand. What was she saying?
Chocolate.
That was a mean kick that she got you with. What was going through your mind when she kicked you? Smell and salt couldn't bring you back together. What did they use to help you gather yourself? Recently, you and Floyd Mayweather exchanged some words. Anything you have to say to him and maybe other fans, followers, or haters? Thanks, Ronda. Good luck on your recovery.
Baby Ruth.
It was crazy. It was crazy, yo. I need you to give me the interview, but she really sounded like that after the fight, yo. She got
Baby
dropped.
Ruth.
Baby Ruth.
Low
what
frequency
back,
behavior at its best. We'll be back.
We're ready.
Have it ready. 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 Ready.
Look how the sun now raising up, and the crowd now waking up. The atmosphere have vibe, and nothing can break it up. The girl them a wine on stuff, we had the drinks them in a my cup. We gonna party all night, all night. 24 parties we hit in a row. Tonight are the very last show before we are out on the road. The girl them a release the load. So let me see your hands up so everybody know, put your hands up so. If you're ready for the road, let your friend them know. We're ready for the road. Yeah, we're ready. We're ready. Yeah, we're ready. 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 Yeah, we're ready. We're ready. We're ready. We're ready. The girl them a wait all week to get up on the road like freak. The music full up on blast with thousands of chips in feet. Everywhere you look is just food, and everybody in a real nice mood. We gonna party all night, all night. Everyone with painted body, clean credit and painted money. Nobody wants to dance by themselves. Everybody wanna dance on somebody. Well, let me see your hands up so. Everybody know, put your hands up so. If you're ready for the road, let your friend them know. We're ready for the road. Yeah, we're ready. We're ready. Yeah, we're ready. 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 Yeah, we're ready. We're ready. We're ready. We're ready. Look how the sun now raising up, and the crowd now waking up. The atmosphere have vibe. And nothing can break it up. 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 And nothing can break it up.
So you can get our newsletters and our goings-ons. Yeah, we need y'all. We love y'all. Monday. Money Monday. And I think it's like, what? Oh, it's 9:14 p.m. on the East Coast, 6:14 p.m. on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle figure it out. And while y'all doing that, we are talking about low-frequency behavior and operating below your potential. And this kind of piggybacks off of when Ocean called in the other night, and we were, you know, we were talking about what the music and just like the messages that are passed throughout our communities. Period. How do you go? I mean, like,
hey,
how do you change that?
She,
you know what I'm saying? Like, because there's so many people operating, you know, below their potential. It's like, how do we make them see that they're operating below their potential? Especially when their peers are just talking about cheating on their girlfriends and buying stuff that's only worth something in the store. It's worth nothing once you leave out of the store. So, like, how do we change it?
I don't know if we can – I don't know if I have a comment for changing it, but you mentioned store. And she shared something with us last week that I actually experienced walking through Pier 1 this weekend. She mentioned that R&B music in stores over the speaker. You wonder why it's played so often and so continuously. And I experienced that in Pier 1, and it was a cool shopping experience. It made me want to go buy more than what I intended to go in there and buy. Ultimately, I turned out, didn't buy nothing because I felt like I had been hypnotized by the damn music and I was knowledgeable and I was trying to
get out of there.
Yeah. Knowledge is power. When you know better, you do better.
You do better.
Okay.
I don't know if I can answer that question at the top of the show, but I do know that we have to address really the root cause behind the low frequency behavior. I think it's easy for us to call it out, but the question is, why is low frequency behavior really so rampant? Did you all see over the weekend where the two young men broke out of the Houston juvenile facility, beat up the COs pretty bad, the COs pretty bad, and they're now fugitives. And so, you know, one, if they're caught, they're probably going to be shot to death.
Yeah.
And number two, what is really going on with the low-frequency behavior, again, is really the question. We want you to chime in, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. You're inside the social lab. Save, you work, you know, at a facility dealing with youth, you know, who had some mental health issues. Talk about it. What were some of the experiences? What are some of the root causes to the low frequency behavior?
Well, I'll submit this. I remember the young lady Ocean was kind of correlating the low frequency to the music.
Right.
And I'll say this much: as far as, and I'll get back to your point in a second, but as far as the music is parallel to it, I agree to a lot of degrees of it, because whether we know it or not, the powers that be are in control of the music that's pumped out there. Okay.
Right.
And with the feel good music that was provided for our listening pleasure in, you know, out for old school R&B or for old school hip hop or whatever like that, it was high vibrations. It was positive vibrations. It was talking about love. It was talking about happiness. It was talking about the good times in life and the positivity that life could bring or whatever. But now, when they see that positive landscape can prove to be a challenge for them, the landscape has changed. And now
right.
We have those that don't talk about anything. We have those that talk about nothing but, you know, womanizing and
right.
getting high and just tilted and turned up, for lack of a better term, on whatever that they can. And the music doesn't talk about anything anymore. But yet that's what they push for the sake of the hypnotizing of the young. And I say that only out of experience, because I have a 7- and 3-year-old child. And when I play the 90s hip-hop, there's no way that they pick up on the lyrical content of it the first and second time they hear it. But
right.
when they play this new age, quote-unquote, hip-hop that they hear, the second or third time they hear it, they got it. My 3-year-old
right.
daughter was singing "I'm in Love with the Coco" the second time she heard it. And it's
right.
like they're doing that strategically
on purpose,
to get to
yeah.
the youth of our people in order to keep them in bondage mentally with this music. And I mean, it's a sad state, but that's the reality of it. Now, to get to your point real quick, I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna move on. I'll pass it off to whoever's next up to bat or whatever. But working in the facilities where the children were operating on lower frequencies. Wrap it up, Box. That's how you feel?
Sorry about that.
You trying to tell me something?
Go ahead, Bo. No, go ahead.
to talk about it. You know what I mean? Working in the facilities with the children operating on lower frequency, it was evident in their mindsets. It was evident in their work ethic. It was evident in their outlook on the future. You know, it was given to them as no hope. There was no hope involved with their life story as they saw it. There was no hope in the surroundings that they saw. All they saw was the four walls in their room, in their project room that they lived in, and that's all that mattered. Repping their hood, repping their city, putting on for their city. That's all that mattered, and they didn't care about where it led them. You understand what I'm saying? So, and the mentality was just dead end mentality at the end of the day.
I think that hopelessness is, I think it's spot on connection to the low frequency behavior that is truly counterproductive to society. But I think, you know, young people model, you know, what they see first and foremost. They model what they hear, right? I mean, you know, even from infancy, kids literally mimic and model, you know, their parents.
Right,
you'd
they
be
think.
Like, listen, they heard you say the curse word. The next thing you heard was the little baby saying the curse word. Where did they get that from? They got that from you. And so I think it comes back to the role models, you know, that young people have had, or the lack thereof, to the point of the brother from the DMV.
And you know what, too, though? I'm glad you guys brought up hopelessness, because what I wanted to touch on was the fact that I want to say it was either last summer, I think it was last summer or either the summer before that, when Chief Keef came out with his album, the murder rate skyrocketed. Do you understand me? I mean, like, this is, like, remember when the little girl who played at the inauguration, she got shot. Like, it was kids getting shot by the schools, and, you know, it's just like when they see desperation, when they're surrounded, by desperation, a lot of times they feel like that's what their destiny is to just be, you know, well, if this is going to be my, you know, environment for the rest of my life, well, forget it. I'm just going to do nothing. And
well, you
be happy
with what you relate to. And association brings up about assimilation.
That's where we come into play, because we have to show the children that we have, in our reach. We have to show them that it's something else outside of, you know, their environment. Because I know one thing, that I wouldn't have even attempted to do anything had I not seen that there was anything past the product. But to right now, to this date, I can't even take my daughter back to my quote-unquote old neighborhood, because each one of them have been torn down because they were projects. If I had stayed in the projects and never saw anything else, I may not have even tried. And that's what a lot of our kids are facing. And you also having adults that don't even know what the hell to do, how to even help the kids, because they don't even know what to do for their damn selves.
Yeah, some of the adults worse than the kids.
It's a perpetuated situation. But, I mean, before we go any further, I want to welcome our other host on from that itty-bitty Plant City.
We just wanted you to, you know, ratchet down a minute. Welcome to the show.
She's quite passionate about the subject.
Shine here. You see what I'm saying? You get passionate about these babies.
Yeah.
As she should be. Hey, we're going to pause for the cause. Come right back. It's 9:25. You are inside the social lab. Low frequency behavior operates below your potential.
Picture of my, my, la, 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 la.
On your mind, get loose, get loose. Even though I'm the one, I'm the one like my girls in twos. They get goose. Look loose like, look loose like, look loose like.
I think I found my baby.
Shot, two shots, shot, three shots, then my spine. We turn up, we burn up, that top off, that skirt up. Got two bras on my left. I got three cars and I lock. I need four O's ASAP. I need five bottles, blue dot. Get my sipping on, whipping on. Big whips, sitting on. Big chips, gripping on. Big clips, on them.
All across the world, we party. All night long.
When you move out to the sun, I with your belly. Take off your clothes, we can do it a cappella. Go to the movie, go to the cellar. And do what you wanna. Toast to the night up, sleep through the morning. You, me, and Alana, Lisa, and marijuana. Wanna live the life of the you blow. How we go, man, who knows?
I think I found my baby.
Bring the beat back.
Monday, and we are talking about low frequency behavior and operating below your potential. And before we went to break, you know, we were just touching on, you know, the kids have a sense of hopelessness.
You were just touching on it.
Okay, well, oh, y'all did say something about, y'all did bring up hopelessness. Hush, don't start that.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Okay, I took my medicine. Don't you start. So, but it's like we don't have, like, the same after-school programs anymore that we used to have. We don't have, like, the Boys and Girls Club. A lot of those Boys and Girls Clubs have been shut down from lack of funding, from lack of participation. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what part do we get in and try to?
Do kids go to the Boys and Girls Club anymore?
That's what I'm saying. I think that was by design, though, man.
But that's what I'm saying. In Norfolk, they shut down the Boys and Girls Club over there off of what is it, like 28th Street?
Actually,
I want to say it's 28th Collie or something.
Oh, word,
like that.
The one on 28th? That one over there on 28th? Word.
They should be quiet. They shut it down.
They rebuilt a new one.
They did?
Nah, but,
yeah, they did.
But okay. What I'm saying is, though, that kind of stuff is, I believe, is by design. You know, a lot of these kind of, you know, these free or low-cost programs that give kids the outlet that they need have been shut down. You know, I went back in New York, they had during summertime, they had something called the PAL, the Police Athletic League, or something like that, where, you know, they would have, like, a summer camp for them, that they would have, you know, sports and, you know, just other around-the-city jobs or whatever that they can be a part of. You know, I used to go through the City Hall in Mount Vernon to get me a job for the summertime, just to do some construction. And it was like, you know, a paying job. It wasn't nothing that, you know, you DPW where you just going to pick, clean up the parks and you don't get paid nothing. It was like, you know, you would do some, you would get an array of jobs that you could choose from or you would get chosen to do, and they would pay you. You know what I mean? And it was decent. You know what I mean? It was something constructive for you to do for your summer so that you're not out there doing nothing foolish, getting yourself jammed up. But a lot of these programs lost their funding, and a lot of the programs got the funding pulled from them. Like I said, it could be by design, it could be because things happen, but, you know.
The hustle, though, just the hustle, the desire, the drive,
right,
to want to make money.
Right.
That right. doesn't really exist amongst young people, though, because, I mean, I do agree,
yeah,
a lot of the funding, you know, has dissolved. And even to CeeLo's point, I mean, even on a local and state government level, for funding for places like Boys and Girls Clubs, recreational, you know, activities, I mean, it's kind of dried up. But the principle,
yeah,
that's associated with maximizing your potential, learn
mm-hmm.
something, go do something, be productive. You know what I'm saying? That it seems that that concept has diminished amongst
certainly
young people.
Has.
It's that instant
absolutely.
Gratification. I have to have it right now, something for nothing mentality exists, and it's just not real. And I don't think reality
yeah.
television helps it at all.
Not
by
all.
No means.
Right, that's scripted reality, right? Not even.
Whatever part of reality is, whether it's scripted or non-scripted, it definitely has not helped the matter at all. And I think the adult population has become so disengaged and disappointed in
that's
the
a good
youth
word.
That
disengaged.
Yeah, that they've just pretty much given up on that. And there's still a few out there, don't get me wrong, that are
fighting. But can we afford to give up? Can we afford to give up on it?
By no means, because my point to the whole matter is we have to make sure that our kids are capable of continuing on where we leave off after our generation has stop being able to or stop wanting to put in that quote-unquote work. Like I say to my, you know, adult friends all the time, if our kids continue on the way that they are, we're doomed. As adults, we're doomed because these are our next generation of leaders. These are our next generation of, you know, people who are going to make worldly decisions. We can't leave it up to them if they're not ready, and we're the ones that have to make sure that they're ready. So we can't become so, again, disengaged and disappointed in them that we just throw our hands up and give up.
A lot of them, I see, though, I would say not a good percentage of them, just to be fair, don't seem to want the tutelage. Don't want the instruction.
Know
right.
Oh.
But weren't we like that?
No.
They know everything.
To a degree. I would say to a degree. Yes, every teenager had that sense of I know everything at a certain point. When they got to a certain age in life, I get that. But
sure.
at the same time,
sure.
I think generationally, we still had that respect for the older.
Yeah,
cats
I respect
of course, the OGs
work.
And the older OGs that have been there that was, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, dealing with the old timers, I was a hell of a listener. You know what I'm saying? Even though I may have tried to create my own path, a lot of stuff I remembered that they told me going through these situations. You understand what I'm saying? But it's like a wall put up now with us as the OGs and like the younger cats coming up. They don't even want to hear that stuff. You know what I'm saying? They know everything, but they don't be knowing. They don't be knowing their ass from their elbow half the time. But yet they feel like they know everything. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
And CeeLo used two words that I associate to young people more than adults. But maybe it's a domino effect. Maybe it's a model behavior. And those two words is disengaged and disappointed. I think a lot of young people are disappointed. And because of their disappointment, they have become disengaged and they operate at a low frequency as it relates to their behavior. And I think some of that is really rebellion, and it's the look at me, look at me. You know, you don't care. You do your thing, so I'm going to do my thing. And when you got a lot of young people who come together, you know what I'm saying, trying to do their own thing, I think that's chaos. But I want us to be careful and not put all young people in a bucket, because I look at some young people at the University of North Carolina or at a university in North Carolina, so that I don't get it totally wrong, over the weekend, who came together because they felt like they were being mistreated. And they didn't show out. You know, they didn't act out. They actually organized a silent assembly amongst themselves to pretty much, you know, boycott classes to say, if you all don't treat us right, you know, we're not going to stand for it anymore. And because right. of their protests coming together over the weekend, they got the administration to really pay attention. And so, you know, we don't want to put all young people in the same bucket, because there's a lot of young people who are on the right track trying to do the right thing. But it's important that we understand that when one is down, we're all down. Until we mm-hmm. all get to where we need to be, no one has won.
Right.
Huh. Absolutely. Do you think that's a trickle down effect of what happened at University of Missouri?
Absolutely.
You guys are hip to that.
I think that the young people saying, you're not going to treat us like we don't matter. We matter. Mm-hmm. You use my financial aid money, therefore you're going to treat me like you're supposed to treat me.
Right.
I respect it.
Yeah, you can do nothing but respect it. And just like you said, you can't lump all young people into the same category, because by design, not necessarily saying that they're followers, but they lead by example. A lot of, you know, them do. So, excuse me, you are going to find groups that are more positive than others and are more determined to show positivity than others and to separate themselves from the negativity that's being, you know, the negative light that's being brought on their young generation. So I commend them for that.
Absolutely. Hey, you are in tune to the Social Lab, T.M. Hyman Radio, Save James Hot Chocolate, Madam C. Lo Boston, T.M. We'll be right back, 9:36, 9:38.
On my neck, got Patron in my cup. Yeah! If you want it, come and get it, shorty. I don't give a
what?
See, it's Friday night, and I just got paid.
Uh-huh.
I done had a hard week, now it's time to celebrate.
Yeah. Yeah.
While
yeah.
the DJ play my club music. Girls wanna freak me back, it all up on my
now
I'm just on tonight, trying to leave with something right. I'm a grown jazz man, so shorty, you can spend the night. Cause I'm the itch,
yeah,
all up in here.
Yeah, I'm the itch,
yeah, all up in here. I'm fresh up in this business.
Uh-huh.
I freak your girl, never keep your girls. When I give you back your back,
yeah.
Was that your girlfriend?
What?
She with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Around and with my
husband.
I hate my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I got yeah. Fucking rose out the bottle in the middle of the floor. My swagger standing out. My guy just won the Super Bowl.
You know
the two baddest bitches in the club still rolling with me.
I got the money, the ring, and the one,
two, three,
three, go.
I'm the
yeah,
I'm the kid.
I'm the kid.
All up in it.
Yeah,
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 I'm the kid.
inside the Social Lab TM Hyman Radio. It's 9:41 p.m. And don't forget to log on to tmhymanradio.com to subscribe for our exclusive newsletter. Just drop us your email address, and that's all you got to do. You're in there, and you will be up to date on everything TM Hyman Radio has to offer.
Every blood clot thing, you know.
Everything, everything. TM, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, and your girl Hot Chocolate here in the lab.
Oh my gosh.
Don't laugh.
She was running away from the phone when you were saying that.
Huh?
She was backing up off the mic when you were saying that.
Anyway.
Yo, sounded like she was on one of them 900 joints.
That's what I just said.
Gina, right?
It's the remnants of my cold that it's making my deep voice just a little bit deeper. So
whatever, sound like girl 66 over there.
I'm not trying to throw on girl 700 or nothing like that. It's a cough drop.
You and Kitty should team up, boy. Y'all would kill.
Stop it.
Low frequency behavior. Operating below your potential.
So, like, so far we have named some things that, I guess they kind of contribute to that low frequency behavior. I remember, like, when we were talking about music, how, like, Erykah Badu, she is, you know, really, she has that frequency thing down packed. And I'll say, like, the Roots. And I mean, it's like, you know, certain music can, you know, either rile you up or calm you down. Now, for me, 50 Cent calms me down. I don't know.
What?
Yes, okay? I'm telling you. Like, I could be heated, and I hear that I have 500 grams of 50 and 50 in bags, and I calm down, you know? And
But for others, they may need to hear R&B or whatever.
That makes me think of love.
Because
you
it's
know.
Like 50 Cent would calm down DMX. Doesn't that make sense?
Right.
Oh, yeah, true.
That makes a lot of sense.
Very true. Very true.
You know, so it's, I think it depends on, like, where you are mentally as well. Again, if you don't know that there are other options out there, and I know we say a lot, when you know better, you do better, but sometimes people don't even know that they're not even attempting to do their best. They're not even made aware of that because of their environment. Because the environment doesn't...
Is that an excuse?
I don't say it's an excuse, but it damn sure is a reason. Because there are a lot of ill-informed parents that don't care to know or care to push their children up higher because they may feel threatened. I mean, there are a lot of things at play, you know, especially psychologically in these events, you know.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I don't disagree.
You know,
is it fair to ask everybody if we all all agree, or I say are all open to the concept that energy is all around us, and that, you know, I think what we're talking about low frequency is like a low vibing energy source that, you know what I mean? That is being operative in our lives versus a higher frequency. I think, you know, there's a difference between the actual physical meaning of high and low frequency, and I would say the quote unquote metaphysical. You know what I'm saying? Definitely that there is. But, you know, I'm thinking along the lines of what Miss Ocean was talking about how to lower frequency, because she sounds really in tune and tapped into, you know, the inner man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
With you know what I'm saying, within her. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm talking more. I think you're right, but I think it's aligned with empowerment, you know, because I think you, and not necessarily the term empowerment, but really applying that. I think the application of it, you said the metaphysical. I totally connected with you Because it's like a verb. It's like action. It's like consistent action in motion. You have to operate in it like that in order to kind of go higher. I think, you know,
right.
when you don't apply, when you don't attempt, when you don't apply action, you know, you are at that low frequency. It takes energy, right? But
yeah.
It has to be positive energy, not just any kind of energy. It has to be
right.
positive. So I'm with you totally. And I think what everyone has said is kind of key. And because, CeeLo, when you talked about, you just said it. You said sometimes you don't know. And so I thought
yeah.
about that, you know, really for a second, because really you don't know what you don't know.
Exactly,
right.
until you know it.
So
say
you said you had a mother and a father. So a lot of what you know is balanced from your father's perspective as well as your mother's perspective. But there's a lot of people who didn't have, for females, didn't have the mother, you know, to model that behavior. So she's not
right.
feminine. You know, she's not nurturing because she didn't have that behavior to model. And then there's a lot of guys who don't really know how to walk it out because they didn't have that father, you know, model. And so I'm not
right.
a psychologist. My area is sociology. I understand behavior. But I do believe what, to your point, say, this thing is goes deeper than the stuff that we really just deal with because it's internal. But it is
right.
mm-hmm. applied skills that create that energy.
Right. And so to make it relative, to help it be relative to those out there listening, it's – like, say, for instance, if someone comes around you that is negative, they're always complaining or, you know, like they pretty much seem to hate the world, the longer you are around that person, regardless of what your frequency was before, it can bring you down. It could put you
it's
in that
contagious.
Same mindset of
it's very contagious.
Yeah, maybe I can't make it. Damn, maybe I am going to be here forever. You know, and
it's very contagious.
That can, you know what I'm saying, that can become very overwhelming. So then here comes the psychological things of becoming depressed and, you know, no energy to even attempt to do anything. And
that's a good example.
That's the part that's scary.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's a fine line. That is a very fine line of sanity.
Very contagious.
And you see what I'm saying?
I mean, because if you look at it in this light, as far as like positive and negative energies or whatever like that, no matter, you know, you could do 100, you could do 99 good things, but the one wrong thing that happens gets the most attention.
Right.
You understand what I'm
right.
saying? If you did 100 things, you did 99 of them good and one of them bad. The bad thing is the one that people harp on, that people remember the most. The
right.
one bad thing, and they keep it in remembrance of you. So, and when that happens, that's when that frequency or that vibration that you're operating on can be lowered, whether you know it or not. And you, it's up
right.
to the individual to really be in tune with themselves to understand what's happening, so they can keep it afloat. You know, so you
right.
don't sink down to those levels to fall victim to it. You know,
right,
because
that goes
work.
To, you know, watching the company that you keep.
Absolutely. Your circles change.
Yes.
change when you become more aware of who you are.
Oh, those people will fall right off. Ones
absolutely.
That can't get it, they will fall off.
Yeah. Once you
without
become more
getting
aware of who you are, and I'm finding that out as you know, right now. As
by the time you hit 39, my dude, you're going to have maybe four.
Wait. Ain't nobody talking about 39 years old right now, okay? So save all of that old school stuff.
Oh,
for y'all.
Oh, it's coming fast.
Yeah, pre-octogenarians.
You're so well behind the ears, baby.
Hey, listen.
This nigga say something while I'm talking is getting shot. Please.
Wow.
Children growing, women producing, men go working some.
Inside the Social Lab, TM Hammer Radio. It's 9:56 in the PM out here in the DC area. Yo, don't forget to log into TMHammerRadio.com, subscribe for our exclusive newsletter, drop your email, and you're in there. You know what to do, people. It ain't rocket science. But yo, check it out. We got a couple minutes left in the show. That was that DJ extraordinaire, Save James, SaveJames.com. I don't know where he gets this stuff from, but son is nice. Yo, word.
You toot your own horn, honey. Toot it.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
Loudly.
Is,
oh, my God.
That is
definitely
so.
Okay, head digging her. I'm just trying to tell you.
Yeah. Hey, that's what she said. You know what I mean? You're talking about luck. Behavior. Operating potential. Yeah, hey, don't leave that door open. I'm going to walk right through it every time.
I know that.
All right. Dig it. But, yo, we was having really intense, you know, really good conversation tonight or whatever about it. I guess at the end of the day, I guess how we want to bring this to, you know, bring a full synopsis into it is to, you know, make sure or I guess do the best that we can for the younger generation to keep positive influences in front of them so they know what should be expected out of life and how not to limit themselves for the taking, because there's a hidden agenda out there that's not so hidden anymore. And we're trying to save our younger folks from being fall victim to it. And it's very real, whether you want to believe it or whether you want to admit it or not. It's a very real agenda that's going on out there that's being put in full effect. And if we're not careful, we can get caught up in the wiles of it easily.
For sure. And don't be afraid to push your child or children that you have access to. Don't be afraid to show them something different. And if you don't even know where to start, find someone that can help you start. I mean, whether it's reaching out to, you know, finding Big Brother, Big Sister programs in your local area. You can start at social services and see what kind of programs, you know, they may have or be able to direct you in the right direction. Hell, if you don't want to talk to them, you can call us. We'll help you as much as we can. So, you know, hit up tmhymanradio.com. Hey, we got
you. Let
us
know how you feeling. Word, let us know how you feel.
Exactly. You know, that's what we're here for. And the reason why we still do this is because of our listeners, you guys out there, and the fact that it's bigger than us, and we know it. So you have to know that it's bigger than you, because our kids are going to be running this country soon. We have
Ooh,
to prepare
no,
them.
Scary.
Yeah,
so
you know what I mean? Like, we have
to
prepare them for that.
Back Wednesday,
if they had to take over now,
we up out of here.
Maybe? All they can do is cook for me. I don't want them to do nothing. No, I'll just
cook. What? You talking about microwaving? The way they can do is
scramble eggs. I don't eat microwave food. Thank you.
No.
Scramble egg and cheese, though. All day.
I'm going to be big.
Y'all check us out on Wednesday. We love y'all. Thank y'all for listening. It's Tim Harmon Radio Live, baby. Got hot chocolate. Say again, check us out on Wednesday. We love you. Whatever you do,
do it. We got some music for y'all Wednesday. Fetty Wap, you steal some shit, big. Holla back.
Real talk. See him live. See him live. Suck radio show.